Welcome to the Strength for Today Bible Broadcast. Our special speaker for the next half hour will be my son, Johnny Pereira, from the Covington Baptist Church in Mansfield, Pennsylvania. He'll be presenting part two in the message series entitled, Three Keys to Grow in a Shattered Dream. Now, going through a shattered dream is not a fun part of life. But in his message today, Pastor Johnny shows us how we can develop through the shattered dream into experiencing the best that God has for us in life. Let's listen in to part two of Three Keys to Grow Through a Shattered Dream.
Number one, how do you and I face a shattered dream? The first key is deal with the shattered dream. But number two, determine the source of the shattered dream. Determine the source of the shattered dream. Okay, I have these dreams in my life. It's not wrong to have dreams. We should have dreams. We should have goals. We should have ambitions. We should have things that we say, I want to strive for this. There's nothing wrong with that. But what's the source of those shattered dreams? What's the source of those dreams? Friend, the source of the dreams is that they're built on expectations. There's nothing wrong with that. They're built on expectations because I expect for this dream to happen. I expect for this to happen. I set a dream. I don't set a dream saying I know it's never going to happen. Why set the dream then? So we have to understand they're built on expectations. But I also want you to understand that when we're determining the source of the shattered dream, dreams flow from three universal longings. Every dream that we have flows from one of these three universal longings that every single one of us have in our lives. They're not wrong. They're not wrong. Let me state that. They're not wrong. But each dream that we have flows from one of these universal longings. And let me give them to you. Number one, we want to be accepted. That's a longing that every single one of us have, is to be accepted. What do I mean by that? To be intimately known and loved. Isn't that something you long for? I know it's something that I long for. We all want to be intimately known and loved. We want to know that someone loves us. We want to know that we can go to them and tell them who we really are and know that they're going to love us. We have a longing to be accepted. But the flip side of that is many times our shattered dreams are based upon that need. I want to be accepted by these certain people, so I'm going to set this dream of mine. Hey, it's with a child, it's with an adult, it's with a senior citizen. It doesn't matter who it is. As a child, I could have a dream that I want to have this video game. That's my dream, so my friends will want to come over to my house and be my friends. That's a dream of a child, isn't it? Why? Because it's based on acceptance. Or I want to have this boat, so that people want to come with me and want to water ski and want to do things with me. That's why I want this boat, because I want to be accepted by my peers. Or as a senior citizen, I want to have these certain things or whatever it may be, so they people will accept me. They'll want to be around me. They'll want to know me. Maybe they'll want to love me. But friend, if we're basing that on the acceptance of people, we're in trouble. But see, that's a universal longing, because we all want to be accepted. And many times that's how we base our dreams. So when they get shattered, then what are we going to do? Number two, the second universal longing is we all want to have hope. We all want to have a better tomorrow. We all want to have hope in our lives. That I want to not stay where I am at right now in my life. I want to get better. I want to have a better tomorrow. I want to provide more things for my family. I want to better myself. I want to better myself in my position at work. I want to get promoted. I don't want to get demoted. Nobody says, I want to have a worse tomorrow. I want to be worse than what I am today. Nobody says that. Nobody that's serious. See, we all have a longing to have hope. We all have a longing that I want to be better tomorrow than what I am today. It's a universal longing. There's nothing wrong with it. But we all have it. We all have a longing to have a better tomorrow. But you know what? A lot of times our better tomorrows involve, I want to be better financially. I want to have a bigger house. At this time of my life, I want to own my own home. At this time of my life, I want to be retired. At this time of my life, I want to have these certain things. I want to better myself. But many times, all it is financial things, material things. I want to better myself. Those are my dreams because I had this longing to have a better tomorrow, to have hope in my life. The third universal longing, we all have them, is we want to have significance. We want to leave a legacy. If I ask each person, each adult in this room, do you want to have significance and leave a legacy? Every single one of us, if we were honest, would say yes. I want to leave a legacy. I want to do something in this world that matters. I want to leave a legacy. I want my name, okay, to be remembered if I'm honest with people. We all want to leave a legacy. We all want to have a reputation that when our name is spoken of, people think positively. We all want to leave a legacy. But friend, if your legacy is, I want people to say, boy, that person has got the house. Boy, that person has got the car. Boy, that person has got these things. Boy, that person has got a great job. Look at how successful he or she is. We're in trouble. Because Chip Ingram, who was a pastor of a well-known church in Atlanta, he's on the radio, said this: dreams built around imperfect people in an imperfect world that we cannot control eventually almost always shatter. Let me read it again. Dreams built around imperfect people and an imperfect world that we cannot control eventually almost always shatter. When I said that we all have these three universal longings, I said there was nothing wrong with these universal longings. But friend, if they're based on imperfect people and on an imperfect world, let me guarantee you that almost every single one of those dreams are going to shatter. So where are you going to be at? What are you basing your dreams upon? Is it upon imperfect people? I want to have acceptance by this person. Is it based on an imperfect world? I want to make sure I make this much money in my life so I can live comfortably. Because friend, almost every single time, count on it, they're going to shatter. So what do you do? Number one, we have to deal with a shattered dream. What's involved in that? Evaluate the cause of the dream being shattered. Is it me? Let me face the pain. Let me don't blame others. Let me not blame others. Determine the source of the shattered dream. Remember, they're based on three universal longings. And then thirdly and lastly, develop through the shattered dream. Understand, do my dreams come from these longings to be accepted, to have hope, to want a better tomorrow, to leave a legacy? Those are what my dreams involve. If you take every dream, they will fit in one of those things. Okay, I understand. I've determined the source of the dreams, of the shattered dreams. But now let me develop through the shattered dream. That's the third step. You sit here this morning and you say, okay, I've had the shattered dreams. All right, let's develop through the shattered dreams. Let's grow through the shattered dream. How? Three ways. They're going to be familiar. But let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. It's a long introduction, isn't it? No, it's not an introduction. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 8. And friend, I'm not giving you any new passages, okay? That, boy, I've never found that in the Bible before. Ephesians 2, 4 through 8. Remember what the first longing was that we all have with a dream. And what was it? To be accepted. To be intimately known and loved. That's where one of the longings is that we have that our dreams come from. And friend, look at who intimately knows us and loves us in Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 8. Let me read it. But God, who is rich in His mercy, because of His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. The first way you develop through a shattered dream is the same three universal longings that we just covered. And the first one is, realize that God can fulfill your dream of acceptance. God can fulfill your dream of acceptance. God wants to intimately know you and love you. God wants to show you how much He can love you. But friend, you got to give Him the chance. You got to base your dream, okay? God, if this dream doesn't come out to be the way that I want it, God, I still know that You love me and that You want to know me. That You intimately know me and love me. God, I'm not going to base my dream upon I'm going to do this because I want so-and-so to think something of me. Because you know what happens if the dream does come about? What if that person doesn't think anything differently about you? Then have you fulfilled your dream? No, because your real dream is just simply to be accepted. So friend, we need to realize that we have a God who intimately knows us and loves us. So that if that dream does get shattered along the way, say we don't get that promotion. Say we don't get to go to that school. Say we don't get married right away. Man, we got a God who loves us and knows us, and we know His plan is best in our lives. So it doesn't matter. Sure, I'm disappointed that the dream didn't come about. Of course I am. We all are. But it's not going to break me. It's not going to shatter me, even though my dream's been shattered. Romans 8, 35 through 39, another familiar verse. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? One of my favorite passages of Scripture. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But verse 37, nay, no. In all these things we are more than conquerors. Why? Through Him who loved us. So you can basically say, friend, that in verse 35 and 36, you got a lot of shattered dreams in those verses. You got a lot of descriptions of shattered dreams that those people that Paul was writing to were going through. But what does Paul say in verse 37? Hey, friend, don't let the shattered dreams shatter you, because we are more than conquerors. Because we know that we have a God who intimately knows us and loves us. For I am persuaded, I am convinced, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, will ever separate us from the love of God. No shattered dream. Because I know I have a longing to be accepted, because I'm human. But even if that dream gets shattered, I know I have a God who loves me and intimately knows me. And He will fulfill that desire of making me feel accepted. Have you ever tried? Have you ever tried to develop a relationship with God so that you could know that intimacy and that love that He has for you? Have you ever given it a try? Because it will far exceed any acceptance you can get from an imperfect people in an imperfect world. The second thing. How do you develop through a shattered dream? Realize that God offers you hope. God offers you and I a better tomorrow. My paycheck doesn't offer me a better tomorrow. My vehicle doesn't offer me a better tomorrow. That house that you may want does not offer you a better tomorrow. It is God who can offer you that hope that you long for. That better tomorrow that you long for. Psalm 42:11. While I'm reading that, you turn to Psalm 33, verses 16 through 18. But Psalm 42:11 says this, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Look what he says, the psalmist. Hope thou in God. Why art thou cast down? Maybe it's because of a shattered dream. Or why art thou disquieted within me? Because my dream didn't come about the way that I wanted. What are you supposed to do? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Now let's go to Psalm 33, 16 through 18. You guys should be there. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by his great strength. A horse is vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. So, who do I count on for strength? Who do I hope in then? Verse 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His mercy. The point of the psalmist in these verses is, hey, if you hope on the mighty man, or you hope on that horse for great strength, friend, you're hoping in vain. Because only God is the one that you can trust in and hope in, that He's never going to fail you or forsake you. Don't put your hope in an imperfect people in an imperfect world. Put your hope in God. That's the point of the psalmist. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17. I want you to turn there as well. The disappointment of shattered dreams is because we place our dreams on the basis of what we can do or what someone else can do instead of what God can do. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17 is a beautiful passage of Scripture because it says what God has given us. He says He's given us, number one, in verse 16, now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and our God and Father, who has loved us, first thing He's given us is love, and has given us everlasting consolation. You know what that word means? It means encouragement. He's given us love. He's given us encouragement that's never going to die. And what's the third one? And good hope by grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. In other words, comfort your hearts. And may this make you strong. And everything you do, and everything you say, realize that God gives you love, He gives you encouragement, and He gives you and I hope. So when that dream gets shattered, friend, realize I am accepted by a God who intimately knows me and loves me. I'm accepted by a God who wants a better tomorrow for me because I know where I'm going when I die. I know that all things work together for good. I know that my God knows what's best. I know that if my dream doesn't match up to His will for me, that He's got something better for me because He loves me, He encourages me, my hope is in Him. But the last thing, realize that God gives you acceptance. Realize God gives you hope. But realize God offers you significance. God's desire for you and for me is that we leave a legacy. That we leave a legacy to our children, to our grandchildren. That we leave a legacy for Christ in this world. That's why He has us here. We need to realize that a legacy is not determined by how much monetary inheritance you leave your kids. It is determined by how you influence lives by Christ working in and through you. Men, if all you do is work around the clock because you want to give your family things, then friend, you are not leaving a legacy to your children. Because you are not taking the time to spend time with them, to teach them God's Word, to put things into their life that they will remember. That is leaving a legacy. Not working 80 hours on the job so you can have a 5-bedroom house and a 3 baths. Because we have our dreams messed up. Because that dream that, oh, I want my kids to do something for God, but I also want to, I can't spend any time with them because I'm working like a dog, and I want them to go. Friend, your shattered dream is going to be your kids aren't going to amount to anything because you haven't spent time with them. You see, God wants you to leave a legacy. God wants you to do something on this earth, but He wants you to do it for Him. Something that's going to last. Not something that's going to fade away and taxes are going to take up. And everything else would be spent. He wants you to leave a legacy that's going to matter. Ephesians 1, 18 and 20. You turn there and we'll be done. Ephesians 1, 18 through 20. Realize that God can fulfill every single one of those universal longings you have in your life. God wants to give you acceptance. He wants you to know that He loves you and He knows you. He wants you to know that He can give you hope. And He wants you to know that, hey, that desire to leave a legacy, hey, you can do it. But realize what you have in Christ and make a difference in people's lives and what will last. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe according to the working of His mighty power. So what Paul is saying here is God has given us a power that has the ability to work in and through our lives to make an impact in other people's lives. But what kind of power is it? He's going to tell us. This is the power. It is the power which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places. Do you realize what that is saying? That the same power that God wants to work in and through our lives to make an impact in our children's lives, to make an impact in our community's lives, to make an impact in the people's lives in this church, is the same exact power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and has put Him where He's sitting now at the right hand of the Father. I don't know about you, but that statement blows me away. That's the same power that we have. So don't tell me that you can't leave a legacy. Don't tell me that you can't have a dream that I want to leave a legacy and that it can't happen, because it can, friend, but the choice is up to you. Do you want to have a life that is filled with God's power so that you can impact your kids' lives and impact other people's lives around you? Because that's really how your legacy is determined. You know, I've sat in funerals and listen to people speak and eulogize about the person that passed on, and I can never remember one time where they said, I remember that person because they made a lot of money. I remember that person because of the high position that they held. You know what they say? What they eulogize about? Their character, who they are, how much time they invest in people's lives, because that's really a legacy. So when we approach this idea of shattered dreams, friend, we all have them. We all deal with them. But friend, deal with the shattered dream. Face the pain. Don't blame others. Decide and say to yourself, what is the source of this dream? Determine the source of the dream. Understand that there's three universal longings. We all want to be accepted. We all want to have hope. We all want to have significance. But realize that God, that to develop through the shattered dream, realize that God can meet every single one of those longings. So when those dreams may not come about, you have a God that is there that has promised to meet every single one of those. See, maybe as we sit here this morning, we need to say, maybe I need to evaluate the dreams that I've had. Maybe the dreams I had are just simply motivated out of selfishness. Maybe that's what we need to do. But friend, maybe you have dreams and there's nothing wrong, and your dreams line up with God's Word. There's no sin in your life. You're not the reason why they didn't happen to be. Friend, it's just God's will. But don't look at that dream as providing the acceptance or the hope or the significance. Look to God to provide that. Let's close in a word of prayer. As the organ begins to play, I just want to take a time. And I know it's getting late, but I want to take the time where we just, as the organ plays, before I pray, that you just have a time of evaluation in your life. Because many people in this room, and myself included, have had shattered dreams. And maybe you just had a dream that has been shattered. And things haven't exactly gone the way that you've planned them to go. Friend, is it sin in your life? Is that why you're at the point in your life where you are? Then confess it, forsake it, and start moving on for God. But friend, it may be that it just simply isn't God's will. So are you going to submit to that, or are you going to sulk? And say to yourself, I am going to realize, God, that You love me, that You know me, that You give me hope, and that I can have a legacy by doing what You have me to do. Because friend, let me tell you something. God's dreams are always better than our dreams. God's will is always better than ours, or what we think is best. Just take a time to reflect, and I'll close in a word of prayer. Father, I thank You so much, Lord, that You are always there for us to count on. God, we're foolish if we think that our wives are never going to fail us, or our husbands are never going to fail us, or our pastors are never going to fail us, or our friends are never going to fail us, because God, we're human. We all fail each other. But God, I pray that our dreams, Lord, though, hey, Lord, there's nothing wrong with having dreams. God, You want us to say to ourselves, I want to be better than what I am now. But God, if those dreams maybe aren't Your will, Lord, may they not shatter us, even though the dreams were shattered. But Lord, may we realize that you can fulfill every desire that we have. Father, if there's one or many in this room, Lord, that they're at where they're at because of sin, that, Lord, they would confess that sin, that they would not continue in that sin, that they would get it right, and they would start living for you. I ask all this in your Son's name. Amen.
If you have experienced a blessing from our radio broadcast today and would like to contact us for further ministry, log on to strengthfortoday.info or contact us at 407-656-9683. We would also like to invite you to worship with us tomorrow at the Central Florida Bible Church. Central Florida Bible Church is meeting at the Goldenrod Station, one block south of the intersection of Palmetto and Aloma Avenue in Winter Park, Florida. Services are at 10 a.m. for the Bible Hour, 11 o'clock for the worship service, and 6 p.m. for the evening praise and Bible study hour. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. features our prayer and Bible study and Kids for Christ Bible program. May God bless you as you serve Him. And remember, for those who love the Lord, the best indeed is yet to come.